Welcome back. You are listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and we are joined now by Narendra from the Indian diaspora. Welcome to the show, Narendra. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can. Thanks for having me, Chloe.
Yeah, it's really good to have you on the show. I guess I'm just going to launch into the first question that I wanted to ask, because there is a rise of Islamophobia here in Australia, and you're currently organizing protests against the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who's due to visit Australia soon. Can we start by ex maybe you explaining what Islamophobia is, and maybe tell us a little bit about the huge spike in hate speech and Islamophobia, and even the statewide violence that mainly targets Muslims, leading to widespread deaths and rapes and arson and the destruction of property that is sponsored by the BJP, and some of the protests held against anti-Muslim violence in India. But yeah, start off with what, tell us what Islamophobia is.
So Islamophobia is essentially anti-Muslim racism, and it's not individual hate. It's normalizing hatred against Muslims by portraying them as dangerous, foreign, violent, and a threat to our way of life, right? And once that idea becomes normal, then these Muslims are harassed, women wearing hijab are attacked upon. For instance, a few years ago, we had a pregnant woman here in one of the cafeterias here, was just going about a normal day and having a good time with her friends and having some coffee. Some person comes behind her, gets into an argument, violently assaults her and kicks her in her pregnant belly, and a lot of people didn't really, get up to stop that. So that's how it normalizes hatred and assault of Muslims, and that's really troubling in relation to the whole thing about rising Islamophobia. So the Office of the Special Envoy to Counter Islamophobia found that one in three Australians have negative views of Muslims. What that does and why it's bad to our society is that it divides people. So it's Muslims today and First Nations people today. It might be trade unionists tomorrow, and so on and so forth. And we find that increasing even more in light of the anti-migrant rhetoric from Pauline Hanson. Why is it important to all of us? Because it, distracts us and divides us from fighting against corporate greed and, increasing housing prices, the cost of living crisis. So that's to your first question about Islamophobia in Australia and why it's important to address it. Is that fair? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Narendra, for that description. Can you tell us a little bit about Hindutva and the far right Indian, just far right Indian nationalism, and maybe its connection to the disturbing rise of Islamophobia in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, for my added, so the Hindutva is really an ideology inspired by European fascism. So some of the leaders of Hindutva, there is a group called the RSS, the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. Some of them literally went to had me, had associations with both Mussolini and Hitler, and said that we should replicate the Jewish experiment in India with Muslims. And you see a lot of that narrative around a genocidal narrative becoming even more popularized since Narendra Modi's in his regime. To give me some data on that, the amount of hate. So between 2023 and 2024, there was a 74% increase in speech events, which is violence. And Alstat, almost all of them occurred in states ruled by Narendra Modi's BJP party. These have been documented extensively by the Human Rights Watch, the United States Special Commission on International Religious Freedom actually has designated India as a country of particular concern. People who speak up against it, press, they are, you know, attacked. India right now is 157 out of 180 countries in press freedom. They have thrown out Amnesty International. Journalists are being criminalized. Umar Khalid is a guy, one of those examples, who's been in jail for 6 years without a trial. So that is the amount of human rights violations and anti-minority hate. To give you a magnitude of how much the anti-minority hate is, there are about 4 hate speech incidents per day against Muslims and similarly against Christians. So it's a huge problem. How is it coming to Australia? Well, a lot of this hate gets transmitted through online social media platforms, and they account for more than half of all hate speech against Muslims in Australia. So it is a real challenge and to our social cohesion, and something that needs to be addressed, as a matter of priority.
Absolutely. And it was incredible to see 300 million people take to the streets in India in that historic national strike in February. Farmers, students, workers, professionals, they all went on strike and yep. in defense of their rights, and they're denouncing the policies of Narendra Modi's ultra right-wing government. So it's good to see that there is opposition, that kind of opposition taken. But I wanted to move on to an organization that you're part of. Narendra, tell us about Alliance Against Islamophobia.
So Alliance Against Islamophobia is an organization that adopts a policy, political and legal advocacy to help Australia understand the threats of far-right and extremism. So it's really about educating, organizing, and helping people counter it. It is one of the 4 organizations that has been designated as one of the reporting of by the Office of the Special Envoy to Counter Islamophobia. So it collects hate speech, helps the government understand the magnitude of it, and works with government to counter it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for explaining Alliance Against Islamophobia. I don't know if Zane wanted to ask a question about... I don't know, pass it on to Zane. We wanted to ask about the protests as well, but yeah.
Yeah, can you tell us about Modi's visit and also this protest that's coming up on Thursday, Narendra?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is, why should we protest against Modi? Well, our relationship with India should not be based on corporate greed, but it should be based on human rights. Now, there is a huge problem with human rights, as we just discussed, attacks on Muslims, minorities, repression of journalists, civil society, and criminalization of dissent. And if we're going to turn away from that and just concentrate on on the market, in the Indian market, then I think we lose a moral obligation to raise that. So I think, especially from the left, it is really important that these constructs of Hindutva, Hindu nationalism, are challenged. Because they cause, they distract from the real issues, contribute to inequality, and contribute to pro-corporate power. So we need to oppose Modi's visit. Now, so that's an important offer. Now, the logistic offer, we're still working on that because it's not really clear. They've been deferring, accounts of where the event's going to be held. But I think there will be a Facebook page where we'll try to keep the community abreast of the plans. Do consider following that.
Okay. And, how can people keep track of that and keep up to date about that protest and potentially come along? And
So we'll try to provide updates on the Alliance Against Islamophobia Facebook page and our web page too. You can reach our web page by going to aai.support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, aai.support. So that way you can keep track of it. And we encourage everyone to come and join the protest.
Word.
Thank you.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, thank you, Narendra, and for the people in your community who are organising the protests. And, yeah, I think for everyone listening, it is important that we show solidarity, particularly with the Muslim community, and stand against racism and hatred. It's been really great having you on the show, Narendra. Before we wrap up the interview, let us know if there's anything else you would like listeners to know.
I think our message is simple, right? I think we need to come together to say no to fascism, no to corporate greed, yes to solidarity, equality and justice. So that's what this protest is about. It's not about any religion. It's not about any racial group. It's about coming together. And we encourage everyone to come together, stand in solidarity and fight corporate greed.
Yeah, nice. All right. Thanks heaps, Narendra. And, we'll keep an eye out for the rally on Thursday, July 9.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you, Narendra. You were just listening to Narendra from the Indian diaspora talking to us about the fight back against rising Islamophobia and an upcoming protest against Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Australia. All right. We're going to go to a song. It's called Nobody by Dead Pioneers. Stay tuned. You are listening to Green Left on 3CR.